Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org. We're going to show a video here in just a second, but I wanted to draw your attention to a couple of things. Today is a special day in our global family. Our Grace Brethren family has set aside today as Charis Celebration Sunday. So we're joining with hundreds, maybe thousands of other churches around the world in celebrating our global family. Today we're talking in our Relationship Work series about family and particularly about church family. And so today we just want to take a few minutes at the beginning here of the service and talk about our global church family. So the word charis, I know it looks like charis, but it's the Greek word charis, and it means grace. And so the reason that our movement kind of took on a different word than grace is because most people don't speak English in our movement. We have about 4,000 churches globally. Most of those speak French. And so they were like, why are you naming it grace? That's an English word. So the three kind of common languages of our movement are English, French, and Spanish. And so kind of all of our communications are in those three languages. And so we talk about our church as Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. And so Charis is the global Grace Brethren family. So I'm going to show a video here real quick about where our family came from and then chat a little bit more about our global family.
Our church is part of a vibrant global movement. Ever wonder how it all began? By the early 1700s, churches across Europe were embroiled in conflict. Many had lost sight of the reason Jesus formed his church to deliver the message of grace and hope. However, in one corner of Germany, a small group of men and women recommitted to reading their Bibles and obeying its message. In 1708, they took the bold step of forming a new church, based upon the example they saw in the New Testament. This growing church drew the ire of the local rulers. To avoid persecution, they immigrated to the Americas and, over time, formed hundreds of churches. Yet something was missing. Among the final words of Jesus is the command to make disciples of all nations. Obeying Jesus means taking his message to others by crossing barriers of geography, language, and culture. For us, this began in 1900. Slowly at first, then with more speed, we sent workers to many distant places. Before long, these new churches were also sending out workers. Recently, we named our movement the Charis Alliance. Charis means grace. Above all, we want to be witnesses to the grace of God poured out upon the world through his Son, Jesus Christ. While we all share the same family history and core beliefs, we encourage our churches to adopt methods appropriate to the culture where God places them. So, what do we have in common? We share a commitment to biblical truth. The Bible determines what we believe and guides what we do. We share a commitment to biblical relationships. We respect and support one another. We work hard to obey Jesus' command to love one another as I have loved you. We share a commitment to biblical mission. We are committed to planting new churches, training new leaders, and doing good in our communities. Yes, our church is excited to belong to a family of churches that shares a common history, beliefs, and values. A family of churches called the Charis Alliance. Today, we join churches around the globe in celebrating what God has done. And we invite both your prayers and financial support to bless the Charis Alliance. May our generosity today serve as fuel for our growing movement.
So that was really informative. And today we are going to take a little offering. And in this, if you got this on your way in, you're welcome to get, there's some more in the back and some more up here. So this prayer guide outlines the 40 kind of countries in the world where we have boots on the grounds and are part of our Caris global family. It's a prayer guide, and so you're welcome to start praying now for the next 31 days, or as you miss days, whatever, you can jump in on that. But wanted to, you know, kind of join with the thousands of our other churches. There's about 4,000 Caris churches globally. And we wanted to kind of introduce you to that. We're going to take an offering today. If you want, you can just write Caris on your offering envelope. And we are, for the national ministry partners that are in countries around the world, that would not be Americans that are going to other places, but we take an offering every year for Encompass, and that offering goes directly to those national ministry workers who are indigenous to their country, whether it's Brazil or Japan or wherever else. So our national ministry partners will get all of that offering that you give if you want to give to that marked Caris today. So I wanted to go from the big picture, from our global movement, to talk a little bit about our movement in the United States. So we call that the Fellowship of Grace Brethren Churches. And so that's our United States Fellowship. And so if you remember the video, that we moved from Germany to the United States. William Penn was giving away some space in Pennsylvania. And so our people were smart and they said, hey, they're giving away property. Let's go there. So they landed in Pennsylvania, and we have about 250 churches in the United States. And foundational to us is we have a saying that happened actually back in 1708, the Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible. Okay, so that statement was first spoken in German because they were all German as they tried to follow Jesus together. The Bible, the whole Bible, nothing but the Bible, and that's been a defining mark of our movement. But then we realized that it couldn't just be about, you know, worshiping the Bible. It had to be, how does the Bible relate to truth? So biblical truth, biblical relationships, and biblical mission. And those three kind of pillars have defined our Fellowship of Grace Brethren Churches in the United States and around the world. And so the move to rename that as the Caris Alliance globally was to begin to say, what is our name globally? You know, how do we come up with a name for our whole family in a variety of tribes and tongues and languages? This week, I'm going to be actually flying back. Our family of Grace Brethren Churches in the United States is actually renaming themselves. And so we don't know what that's going to be. On Tuesday, that will be announced. Because I'm a representative of our regional network, I'll talk about that in 1 second. I'm going to be actually back there kind of representing California in that reveal of the new name. And so we're excited about kind of a new name. In some of the places in our country, Brethren doesn't have a good connotation, and there are a lot of Grace churches. And so I don't know what, I do know what the name's going to be, but I can't tell you. So, but in our region, we have 22 churches from Simi Valley to San Diego that are part of our regional family of Grace Brethren Churches. We call that the Grace Churches Network. And so I don't know if you knew that there was that many churches in our family here in this region. How many are in Long Beach? Does anybody know? Everybody's, actually, there's three. We have three Grace Brethren Churches here in Long Beach, one on South and Downey. South and Downey. And then the Old Fifth and Cherry Church is part of our, you know, some of you have roots there. So that church started this church years ago. And so this is part of the network. And so our kind of vision as a regional collection of churches is to encourage relationships between ministry leaders and churches to multiply new disciples and new churches. And so there's a kind of a fresh wind in that group of our 22, 23 churches in our region. And so I just wanted you to kind of, as we think about church family, you got to know that you're part of something way bigger than this pew and this auditorium and this family. We're part of a tribe, of a family that goes much broader. And so we wanted to take time and kind of highlight that today and join with our other churches around the globe who are celebrating that. Would you take a moment and just pray with me a prayer of thankfulness about the heritage that we have, and as we look forward to kind of, we're going to dive in a little bit deeper as to how does the local church become family for us in our context here. Jesus, we thank you for that group of eight people who took the Bible seriously in Germany and said, we're going to just be the church together, And their radical pursuit of following the Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible has influenced us even on this side of the pond. And this, some 300 years later, Jesus, we're glad for our heritage. We are glad for grace that is foundational to this whole movement. We know that we don't gain any favor with you unless you give it to us. And that's what grace is unmerited favor from you. And so, Jesus, as we follow you and as we continue to try and take your good news around the world, we pray that you would give us favor. We pray, too, for the offerings today that will go to support national ministry partners, people in their own tribe and tongue who will begin to propagate the gospel in those places. We pray that those offerings would be a blessing to them and that they would extend the gospel in these 40 countries and beyond that we have a footprint on our planet. So, Jesus, we thank you, and we worship today with you. We worship you today, and we worship with our saints gathered from all around the world. In your name we pray. Amen.